Okay, Leilu Nishmat Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, also Chosef Roshlana Daniel ben Frimma. So Rav Shor is writing an unbelievable idea. Continue with our short words. He talks about the koach of matzah, morer, and then korech together. Elu gimel mitzvahs beyachad hem koach neged umas olam. Having these three mitzvahs together, matzah, morer, and then korech, making the sandwich, it's the koach, it's the ability, it's the power to fight off the kochos of the world. Ha'ayin umos him kululim be'esav yishmal. You know, we know Chazal tells us that there are 70 nations of the world, and within those 70 nations, the koach of Esav and the koach of Yishmal are expanded within those 70 nations. We know a Jew's ability, unfortunately, in this world is to be able to fight off, be able to make sure that Esav Yishmal doesn't come into his neshama, doesn't come into his bias, doesn't come into anywhere of his being. Esav Yishmal, says Rav Shor, if you take the word Esav and Yishmal, the gematria leads up to 827. And the gematria of matzah, marah, and korech also equals 827. Now he explains. Kochel shel Esav hu b'shvichas dam. We know the koch of Esav, the koch of the Arabs, is shvichas dam, is to kill. Ritzicha, the kas, murder and anger. Zehu koch hamaror, levatel. Right? The koch of the marah is to nullify, it's to destroy. As Rav Shor writes, ki d'isav maror, the gematria for maror is mavis, 446. Maror is gematria 446, which is gematria mavis. That's what the chenis b'sas emes hu shu neged shvichas dam. That's why Esav is the koach of shvichas damim, which is mora, which is mavis. Matzah, who inyan hagdar shel taiva. Matzah is the koach against taiva. We know parenthetically before we go to Rav Shor's understanding why how matzah is connected to Yishmael. We know that the Zohar tells us that matzah is the lechem demnusa. It's the bread of faith. So the more a Jew has matzah with the right kavanos over Pesach, you're building your faith for the entire year. So says Rav Shor, matzah who inyan hagdar shel taiva, matzah is the koach against the power of desire and wanting. B'zeu klipas yishmal, this is the yishmal. But then what happens? V'yesh klipas shel esav yishmal v'yachad. Then what happens? Is the koach of esav, the koach of the shvichas damim, and the koach of yishmal, the koach of yishmal which is taiva, then they come together. And then what happens is, then you get an ISIS. And the Maisa, people who are killing, and not only for killing, but in Matzmamish it becomes a sport, it becomes a taiva. You know, the taivas of today, the desires of today are none, you know, our grandparents wouldn't even dreamed of what they had. You know, the Pizetzer Rebbe is talking about, in Chovas HaTalmidim, he's talking all about the tremendous test of his generation. Kavachomer shel kavachomer, a billion times more, the taivas that we have for today. Says for sure. That's what Korech represents, the ability of Esav and Yishmael together. Korech is the ability to take the matzah of Yishmael, take the maror of Esav, and be able to bring it together. Says Ashur, when you have the sandwich together, you take the Yishmael, you take the Esav, Imamish, you fight fire with fire, then you're able to be able to wipe out together. He wrote some says of Shor Shenitzka the Tikkun Zevim here which we zochet to have this Tikkun in a very strong way. Maisa, at the end of the day, Rav Shor is writing a very, very deep idea, but I think on a practical level, a person has to really understand where is the Esav, where is the Yishmael in my entire life? Am I killing away time, moments of learning? Am I killing away time? I just read, you know, the phrase called killing time, or am I using time? Right, killing time is an avoid of Shvichas Damim. That's Esav. Right, in a taiva, maybe you don't. Might say you don't need to get four slices of pizza. Two slices is okay. And when you fight off that taiva, you're fighting off Yishmael. So we should be zocha to fight off the taivas, to fight off the shvichas damim, the killing, whatever it is, whatever the taiva, the shvichas damim in our lives. And we know. The Maaseh also we say, Chazal say when someone gets angry, that's also killing. So we should be zocha to work on our kas, to work on our taivas. And if we do this, we zocha to wipe off Yishmael, to wipe out Esav together. We zocha to be in Yerushalayim.